The 2018 Texas Party primary election should be interesting, with the race for the nomination for governor in the Democrat left-wing primary featuring the white privilege-enjoying male son of a former Texas governor versus the just-resigned sheriff of Dallas County, most often described as the first female Hispanic lesbian Democrat to hold such an important post. Yes, I realize the redundancy of male son, but it is now necessary given sex fluidity in the minds of the modern left. The modern Democratic Party has little interest in a white male son of a former governor unless said male pretends he is female and wears pink dresses to campaign stops. Then you have another faction of the Democrats that thinks being so-called Hispanic is the only road to electoral riches, but is somewhat cognizant that on the issue of sex and family morals, much of that voting bloc, claimed by the Texas Democrat chairman as belonging to his party, identifies more with Republicans than with the Democrats. Republicans are sure to have fireworks and fun in the race for the party's nomination for Texas Land Commissioner, as incumbent George P. Bush has found his Yankee-led Alamo Reimagine, a desecration to those truly in the know, pulling him a major primary opponent in the former holder of his office title, Jerry Patterson. There are a bunch of interesting open-seat congressional primaries to watch, too, and many of you have competitive local courthouse races. All in all, it should be an active and spirited 2018 party primary election season. Keep up with it by tuning in to Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.